My dearly beloved, on this evening of Holy Thursday, the sacred liturgy commemorates a number of events. And we look at the altar, and we see the beauty of the altar with the white antependium, the flowers. And we will see a great change when we come to the conclusion of the Mass. The Blessed Sacrament is transferred to the altar of repose, which reminds us of our Lord being arrested on this night and being led to the high priest's house. And then we have the stripping of the altars. And that signifies the abandonment of our Lord by his own, by his apostles. And the priest for the stripping of the altars wears the violet, indicating our sorrow. So we have many thoughts that come to our mind on this night. But first and foremost is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Here we had the Epistle of St. Paul telling us what a wonderful thing this is, that during the Mass, the priest changes bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And according to Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, there no longer is present on the altar bread and wine. But at the words of the priest, the entire substance of the bread and the entire substance of the wine change into the body and blood of Christ. The only thing that remains of the bread and wine would be the appearances, the color, the taste, the shape. But the substance has completely changed from bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. What a wonderful institution of divine love. We often refer to the Holy Eucharist as the sacrament of love, because it was the love of our Lord for us that conceived and brought about this wonderful institution, giving us himself for our spiritual nourishment. But we also should take to heart the words of St. Paul in today's epistle about being worthy. Not that any of us can ever be completely and perfectly worthy to receive the body and blood of Christ, but we must make certain that we become as worthy as we can be, that we never dare to receive Holy Communion in an unworthy state, a state of mortal sin. For such, according to St. Paul, eat and drink judgment to themselves. And perhaps also the gospel of today reminding us of the mandatum, the new command that our Lord gave his apostles to love one another, he said, as I have loved you. Another powerful theme in today's Mass and liturgy. But this also can serve for us as a reminder of the purification of the soul before Holy Communion. Our Lord washed the apostles' feet at the conclusion of the supper and before he instituted the Blessed Sacrament. And he did so to give them an example of service to one another, of charity to one another. As our Lord said, among the Gentiles, among the pagans, those who hold authority and power wish to dominate over others. But he said, you shall serve and not seek to be a lord over others. He wanted his followers to practice that charity, that humility, to love one another, as he said, as I have loved you. But note also that this ceremony performed by our Lord of washing the feet of the apostles was performed before the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, reminding us of the spiritual purification. It would be a good practice for us, every time we receive Holy Communion, to make a devout, heartfelt act of contrition before receiving our Lord. Of course, we have the confiteor before communion, acknowledging our sinfulness, the server on behalf of the faithful reciting the confiteor, first at the beginning of Mass, and then before Holy Communion. But also on our own, to dispose ourselves and not to get into the routine of simply going to communion every time you attend Mass with little thought of what you are doing. Now, certainly, it is not necessary to go to confession every time you wish to go to Holy Communion. If you are not conscious of a mortal sin, you may receive Holy Communion even daily, as Pope St. Pius X recommended. But on the other hand, let us not allow our frequent reception of the body and blood of our Lord to become a routine where we think very little of what we are doing. Not only did our Lord institute the Blessed Sacrament on this night, the night before he suffered at the Last Supper, but he also instituted the Holy Priesthood. He made the apostles his first priests, and he said to them, "Do this in remembrance of me." He instituted the priesthood and the Mass so that the presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist would be perpetuated unto the end of time. As he said, "I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." And he indeed is with us in the Holy Eucharist. What should be our gratitude for this wonderful institution of the Blessed Sacrament? Let us make certain that every Holy Communion is for us a source of growth, of spiritual growth, so that we become throughout our lives more and more Christ-like. And we do that also by the practice of charity. Let us reflect upon that today's gospel during the ceremony of the washing of the feet, which will take place shortly after the sermon, a powerful reminder of what our Lord actually did. And we have to agree with St. Peter's humility and sentiments that he felt so unworthy. He said, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And our Lord said to St. Peter, "What I am doing now you don't understand, but hereafter you will understand it." But we have to admire the sentiments of St. Peter, who was so reluctant to permit his Lord and Master to kneel before him and wash his feet. But our Lord did so to set an example for us, an example of charity for one another. This, our Lord said, is the sign by which you will be recognized as my disciples, he told them, if you have love for one another. And look at how the early Christians were recognized in that very way. See how they love one another. And I wonder if an outsider who came to this parish and got to know us, kind of was around for parish events and for Mass, would see the same example of charity, would be able to say to us or to others, they do love one another. They are truly Christ's disciples. Let us take to heart that command of our Lord, a new commandment, he said, I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And indeed, he loved us unto the end, dying for us upon the cross, giving us everything he possibly could. May we forever be grateful for the Blessed Sacrament, never take it for granted, receive Holy Communion devoutly and worthily, and thus our Holy Communions will be for us a source of growth, spiritual growth, to become daily more and more like our Divine Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.